For the better part of the last 2 weeks, my older brother has lain in an ICU in Dallas on a ventilator, his lungs filled with the debris of COVID-19, his kidneys failing from the strain on his heart and the rest of his body. We've always had a difficult relationship. We've never been close. You could probably even say that I have successfully avoided him for most of my adult life. But the possibility of his imminent death has led me to examine what has made our relationship difficult. His failures, and they are many. My failures, and they are many too. But this painful life examine is what makes this gospel resonate with me today. The gospel itself is eschatological. It's an end of the world story. It's wedged in between last week's parable of the five wise and foolish virgins and next week's parable about the judgment at the end of the world and the separating of the sheep and the goats. And these parables come in the middle of Jesus' conflict with the temple authorities. That's the big picture. It's important. It's about God's relationship with his people and what they do with his word. But that also gives us a chance, a motivation to look at our own talents. That's a word we throw around a lot. The word in the scriptures here today is talanta, and it is, in fact, the root for what we talk about when we talk about talents. He's a talented musician. She has talent as an artist. He has a talent for making money. The talent in Jesus' time was the largest unit of measure of weight that they used on a regular basis. As a measure for silver, it was worth 6,000 pieces of silver, 6,000 denarii. A single denarius was a day's wages for a worker. 6,000 days' wages is over 16 years of a man's labor. That's how much money Jesus is talking about for these people. So, it's a big deal. This is not just some little motivational self-help pep talk. It's not about finding your passion with your talents. Bishop Barron comments that anyone who heard Jesus talking about this would say, a talent, that's the weightiest thing we have. And the rabbis talked about God's mercy as being the weightiest attribute of God, the most important, the thing with the most gravity. So this gospel is about the talents, the mercy, the gifts that God gives us. St. Paul tells us that God has brought us out of darkness and made us children of light. We are in a world that is blind to its own danger, running after peace and security while tearing itself apart. One servant, the loser in the crowd, reacts in fear. He buries the gift. It probably took him more effort to dig a hole to put 6,000 silver pieces in than it would have taken him to take the pieces of silver to the bank, to the money lenders, to get back with interest. His spirit is shriveled. It's crabbed. He's small on the inside. There is no love there. There's only resentment that he feels toward his master. He takes the gift and he throws it back in his master's face. Here it is back, he says. And both he and the master know that he had no excuse. Master tells him, you knew what I was like. And the lazy servant has no response to that. The other two servants have love and respect for their master. They are devoted to his prosperity. His mission is their mission. The psalm says, "Blessed are those who fear the Lord." And this fear is proper fear. It's different from the fear of the first servant. It's the fear to disappoint. It's that fear you have when you are in love and you're afraid you're not going to measure up to what your beloved expects of you. That's the attitude of the two faithful servants. So that moves us to examine our lives, our relationships, our stewardship of the talents of mercy that God has given us. How have I invested those gifts given to me? It's a hard question. Thank God my brother has turned the corner. He's off the ventilator and his kidneys are responding almost normally at this point. But I have some reflection to do and some decisions to make going forward about our relationship. And if each one of us is honest in looking at our lives, we probably all have some examining and deciding to do. St. Paul exhorts us, "We are not of the night or of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober." Praise be Jesus Christ.